This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show. It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to The Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next. So listen for yourself. Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And joining me today is a man who founded one of the more successful companies in this arena. He's also, by the way, an ND, has been in the natural products industry for so many years. And one of the things that we love about Jason Mitchell is that there's solid science and there's not hype. You know, a lot of people with cannabis products, CBD products, have a lot of hype. There's no hype here. And his formulations are just absolutely beautiful formulations. He makes lots of different products. We'll talk about that in just a moment. And he's also part of the round table, the hemp round table. And Jason Mitchell, welcome back as always. It's always a pleasure to have you with us. Explain to us, if you wouldn't mind, where we are in terms of regulations. It's been a couple of years now, 2 years ago, that the hemp bill was passed. The farm bill was passed where hemp and CBD now sold everywhere, and unfortunately going gas stations and shoe stores and the craziest places that you would never ever think to buy products, but they are everywhere. Explain to us what the Hemp Roundtable is doing and where we are since the Farm Bill was passed.
Absolutely. And nice to be back, Frankie. Thanks for having me. So the U.S. Hemp Roundtable has been one of the associations that have been so incredibly involved for, I mean, a number of years now. And in my humble estimation, they've probably been one of the most active and one of the ones that have been responsible for some of the positive moves as it relates to the relationship the U.S. Hemp Roundtable had with Senator Mitch McConnell and other congressmen and other senators that moved hemp to a place where it was removed from the Controlled Substance Act as part of the signing of the 2018 Farm Bill. And so it was crucial. Where we stand today is that the FDA is still in a circumstance where they have already, they've built what they, you know, and filed with the Department of Management and Budget their draft guidance as to what they believe how CBD should be managed. And the director of the FDA has been interviewed and quoted as saying the FDA has no intention of making selling CBD products illegal or anything of that nature. Rather, they're trying to land in a place to where they feel comfortable that consumers are being protected properly, that the products on the market are deemed safe for them to use. And so that's one of their biggest concerns. And so and while I share that concern, you know, any reputable company, you know, Hempfusion or any, which is, you know, our company, and any reputable company should be concerned with the consumer's safety. That should be the utmost concern for them, even before profits, definitely, way before profits. It should be that you're making a really good product that is not only effective but safe. And so I believe that that's really where it sits right now. Unfortunately, there just isn't a tremendous amount of clarity. What I will tell you, though, is that there is a Senate bill, Senate Bill 8179, that's in front of, you know, in front of Congress now, and there's several congressmen weighing in, and there's a lot of lobbying going on. I know that the U.S. Hemp Roundtable has been very active on that front, trying to work with Congress and work with the Senate and so forth to land in a place where there is a law that obviates the FDA to move forward, or it basically sets the wheels in motion for the rules that govern CBD. Here's the one thing that I always say to everybody, though. To think or have the expectation that somehow there's going to be a magical set of rules that only applies to CBD would be a bit far-fetched. Dietary supplements that contain anything, right? Let's forget about just CBD or hemp extract and so forth. Any type of ingredient, vitamin C, vitamin A, any of them, multivitamins, are very heavily regulated by the FDA. There are GMPs that regulate their manufacturing and operational distribution and adverse event reporting and all these different things. There are regulations about what ingredients are legally allowed to be used and so forth. There are rules like Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act that depict how you actually educate or what you can actually say about a particular product. There's the Food and Drug Cosmetic Act, how the products can be used and packaged and so forth. And so there are many rules that govern dietary supplements in general. The reason why CBD is getting such unique attention is its attachment to a plant that was once on the Controlled Substance Act and seen as a drug. And so there is a lot of nuance here, but the good news is there's a lot of movement politically to move towards a direction that would give a tremendous amount of clarity as to how a product that contains hemp extract containing CBD can be marketed. And there may even be some potential rules in and around how much of it per serving can a particular marketer of said product be able to advertise, right?
Like, wow.
They may have limits on how
many
milligrams per day can
be used. That's so awesome. That would be so, yeah, that would be so helpful. Don't you think that, I know that you're doing that on your own, that you're gearing up for that on your own as a company at HempFusion, but one of my biggest complaints, and this is what I do so much, when people hear that I do this show, they assume, first of all, that I use cannabis, which is irrelevant whether I do or not, but I choose not to use THC. But they don't, it's so confusing. Well, what do you mean? They put the milligrams on the bottle, but what am I getting per serving? And how do I know if I'm getting enough? And when do I take it? And can I take it with food? And does it have counterindications if I take it with my medication? All of those questions come
up. You brought up a really good point. It's an important one. When consumers see a product that says 150, 300, 500, 900, 1,500, 3,000 milligrams, or just the numbers, if you're assuming that that's how many milligrams of CBD you're getting per serving, it's not the case. In fact, those numbers depict how many milligrams are in the entire bottle. And the reason why I want to point that out is, one, that is, believe it or not, prohibited. You're not legally allowed to put on the front label only the amount of milligrams in the entire bottle unless that entire bottle is a single serve, a serving. You're really required to make sure that you clearly label how much per serving is actually in the bottle. You can label
and
how many milligrams
just want
in
to
the
say,
bottle.
Yeah, and that's not happening. Just so you all know, it's not happening, and that's why you're all so confused.
Right. But another thing that's really key is that I think having clarity of any kind from the FDA will make it more, make products that have hemp-derived CBD in them more widely available. There are many retailers waiting in the halls, just waiting for the FDA to just kind of give their clue. And we know that they have no intention of prohibiting the products. We just want clarity as to exactly how they're going to enforce. So far, the only area of enforcement the FDA has taken is in the area of warning letters related to unsubstantiated illegal health claims, which, by the way, I'm glad. Because, quite frankly,
me too.
When you give false hope to someone that truly is looking for it and are making claims that legally aren't ones that you should be making, because, one, you don't even have...
Shame on you.
Your product does that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shame
it's
on
shame
you.
Shame on them for doing it. It's false advertising, and it's just terrible. And so we take a very conservative view to this and say, I want to share with the consumer what our intended use of our products are responsibly, and we also want to make sure that their safety is well cared for. I mean, we've gone through multiple layers of toxicology studies to verify that our hemp extract is actually safe. In fact, we will have some data being published this year that we are incredibly excited about that basically reveal just that. And we're also part of what we believe to be one of the largest human observational toxicology studies that has ever been done on CBD. So that people can have a clear understanding that, guess what?
Yeah.
This is safe.
You're the real deal. Jason Mitchell is the real deal with Hemp Fusion. We're going to take a quick break and be back in just a moment. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Do you understand the power of being educated about hemp? That's why we do this. It's so critical that we all understand the power of this plant when used properly and getting the right products, like a Hemp Fusion company. Hemp Fusion's products are everywhere, and we'll be back with the co-founder of Hemp Fusion, Jason Mitchell, in just a moment. Frankie Boyer, stay tuned right here on Cannabis Talk.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
It is Frankie Boyer, and this is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. And we are in the middle of a conversation with Jason Mitchell. He is the founder of Hemp Fusion, and we're having a real conversation, a realistic conversation about what needs to happen in this industry, because, quite honestly, it frustrates me and disgusts me at the same time when I see products that do not even have CBD in them being sold, and you're all paying a fortune for them when the hemp oil and the hemp seeds are pressed that do not cost that much are being put in these products, if that. And they don't have to tell you that, and that's disgraceful. You should be able to know every single thing that you buy that is CBD hemp related. You should know exactly what is in that product. And by law, it's available to everyone, and the paperwork is available. And so, Jason, this is really critical that we're talking about this, because there's too many charlatans that are running this operation, these operations that are not really and truly helping people. And then when I talk to people, they say, oh, yeah, I tried this. And I look at the jar, or I look at the bottle, and there's nothing in it but fillers. And not all, I just want to say, not all products are like this. And that's why Hemp Fusion has the integrity to stand up and say, wait a minute, FDA, we need guidelines here. We need to get our act together. We need to help people that want to use this product in the way that it was meant to be used.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Frankie, I'll only correct one thing that you said, and that is they are required by law to disclose what is actually in that bottle. They are required by law to do the testing necessary to verify that what they're representing in the bottle is correct. There are people that willfully make the decision to simply let a product be sold without proper testing. And this is where integrity is really important. Like, I'll give you an example. On Hemp Fusion, we have a page on our website called Trust and Safety. And it is, as it suggests, helps people understand how to trust our product and to verify that the product is safe. In other words, if you have one of our products, you can go to that web page and simply at the top of the page, right, you know, just enter the lot code that's on the bottom of our product or on the side of the package, wherever the lot code's located, depending on the product. And they'll give you a full report, a third-party, independent, ISO-certified lab report that tells you what was the CBD content, plus other cannabinoids. It'll also tell you things that you should be concerned about with regards to safety, things like heavy metal and microbiologic safety like salmonella or pesticides and herbicides, residual solvents, all these things that you should be concerned about that you didn't even know you should be concerned about have been tested for to make sure that what you're about to put in your body is safe. And then you combine that with the fact that we've done toxicology review. Now you've got the recipe for a company that you can truly trust. And I'm not just saying this because it's
I know you're not.
I'm
it's
the founder, but I mean,
absolutely.
This whole narrative is why we built the company the way that we did, is to make absolutely sure that people could feel comfortable and safe. But besides that, we make really good products with raw material that's so incredibly special. And that it's not just CBD. It has so much more than that. It has other things like other cannabinoids like CBC and CBG. It has other, it has terpenes and flavonoids and so many other wonderful compounds that sometimes other companies will simply only give you CBD. And it's been shown in research that these other compounds proved to be pretty important. Now, their role may not be completely understood, but they work together. There's something called the entourage effect, right? They're, this term thrown around in the industry. But why it's meaningful
it
is that,
around.
You know, these things work together. So important.
They do. They do. I want to go back to, because you're really saying so many great things here, that your products have a lot of wonderful ingredients in them, and you've worked really hard as a company to put those out for people. I want people to understand two things. That one, you have a right. You know, we talk about rights all the time on this program. You as a consumer have the right to know what's in your product. Any product that you're consuming, you have that right to know. It should be made available to you. And secondly, this is really critical. Secondly, if you have a question, there are people at reputable companies that will take your question and help you understand how to take it, the efficacy, why you're taking it. What, you know, for many people, and I you know, that it could be that the hip keeps you up at night. You know, you need a little break from that pain. So maybe you get a topical. Maybe you try you know, some of the ingestibles. Or maybe you're just somebody who cannot sleep. It's your brain doesn't want to shut off. Now, I don't want to have the side effects, the deleterious effects of drugs. I choose not to. I talk about this all the time on my health show, Jason, that my own sister couldn't survive what her body was thrown at her because her kidneys were so wasted from all the medications of her taking medications to keep her alive. But they ultimately killed her at the end. And so we have to understand that there are deleterious effects to these drugs. And when you're talking about a plant...
People have such an experience with medications and so forth, so I definitely empathize with that, you know.
Yeah, so the plant that we're talking about is a plant that does not have those deleterious effects. There's nobody that's ever died from this plant, as far as I know, Jason, and I don't know. It's a pretty standard record. Our orthomolecular guru has always said that there are no people that are dying from vitamins and supplements, and as an ND, you know that better than anyone else as a formulator. So I just want people to get the facts straight, that they're entitled to know information, number one, and number two, that there are products out there, no matter what your condition might be, that might be good for you. They might help you and help with your situation. We have a country right now that is stressed to the max. Maybe the stress formula that you guys make at HempFusion, maybe taking, you know, that product might ease the stress levels a little bit. Not change you, not drug you, but give you some relief. And isn't that what it's about, to be able to use products to help us get through our day?
Absolutely. You know...
And with that note, I'm so sorry. We're out of time, but Jason, always so wonderful. Great information. Go to HempFusion. Check out their website, because they're, everything you need to know about them is on the website. And Jason, great work as always. Thank you so much for being with us. And we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. This is Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
With all the CBD offerings today, how do you choose the best one? My name is John R. Taylor, and I've been a naturopath for over 20 years formulating high-quality natural supplements. When I launched my Core Hemp CBD product several years ago, I used all my years of experience to produce the best possible CBD products. Core Hemp will satisfy all the rules of choosing a quality CBD product. Core Hemp is non-GMO, blended and bottled in the USA. Not an isolate or synthetic. I only use full-spectrum hemp oil. 500 milligrams of CBD at 1 milligram per drop. Third-party testing so you know what you're getting. 100% hemp, no MCTs, no coconut oil or olive oil. We have both an oral CBD oil and a topical, plus one just for pets. To learn more about Core Hemp products, go to core-hemp.com and use the coupon code HEMP2020 for a 15% discount on your entire purchase.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Z, an educational odyssey. And, you know, I have to tell you that I love sustainability, things that have anything to make this planet better for all of us. And, you know, I was the founder of my ecology club in college. I really was. And I was the one that ran around the dorms putting signs up saying, shut the water off when you brush your teeth. And then did you thank your green plant today? Well, imagine having an idea in college that was more about making a difference in the world. And that's exactly what our next guest did. He teamed up with a classmate, and Ron Smith is with us, and James was his classmate, and they met at the University of Colorado. And you guys both met, and I love this story. And explain to us how all of this has to do with cannabis, because it's a great story. And welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi, Frankie. How's it going? Thanks for that introduction.
Good. So explain to us what your proposal was. And by the way, I've interviewed Hunter at our day a few years ago. I was up in Aspen, and I did my radio show live from the Sustainable Conference, so it was really a great experience meeting her. So
Hunter Levin,
yeah. Okay, so tell us.
Interesting. There's an interesting connection there with Donna's beginning.
When I saw her name in your story, I loved it. Yeah. Okay, so go ahead and tell us what happened. You guys are, you know, worried about the snow and skiing, and you're at the University of Colorado, and you're having fun and all of that. And then when did it become the conversation about maybe this could work?
Yeah. You know, it was, both James and myself, we've been in Colorado since the start of the cannabis industry, kind of were active users and saw just the amount of waste that we were creating and that was around us. So that was, you know, kind of clear. I don't think we were the first people to realize that, you know, cannabis waste is going to be, or cannabis packaging waste is going to be an issue. But where we, I think, really were fortunate is that we had a time and space to develop the business model and really make a case to the cannabis industry as to why they should be using, you know, more sustainable packaging. And so, yeah, I approached, James and I were in a class together. We talked about the idea, pitched it in that class. Classmates voted on it, thought it was a good idea. We pitched the class. Interestingly enough, the class final project culminated with a pitch event that featured Hunter Lovins as one of the judges for the event. And, she, you know, we ended up winning that event. And so it kind of gave us the motivation, like, hey, we have something here. People seem to think it's a good idea. We're both passionate about it. And I think we have the time, space, and energy to give this a go. And then we were fortunate enough to get into a cannabis-specific business accelerator that gave us, you know, just a little more traction and gave us hope for two kids leaving grad school, basically trying to figure it out.
So Santa Packaging is what's the result of that collaboration. And tell us exactly what you do and how you're changing the packaging in the cannabis world.
Yeah, so cannabis packaging, sustainability, really difficult topics. You know, we don't see that there's one, you know, single solution out there. But at the end of the day, we see that there's been very little focus on sustainable packaging outside of the cannabis space, but, you know, inside the cannabis space as well. And so the whole idea here is trying to figure out solutions that work within the, you know, regulatory complexities of the cannabis industry, but also creating packaging that meets the needs of the various cannabis products. You know, I think people, you know, oftentimes just think cannabis flower, but, you know, beyond flower, there's edibles, concentrates, oils, etc. And so all of these kind of will require different types of packaging. And so working within that framework, we design and develop packaging that was specifically for the cannabis space. And, you know, we're focused on some of the materials that we believe are improvements from the current status quo. So we have two product lines.
What I don't understand. Yeah, what I've never understood is that hemp is one of the most sustainable products in the world, that it was used for eons, that fabric, paper, industrial use is so, it's so huge. Why did it take so long, and why was it that two college kids said, maybe we should start using this hemp product that we're making anyway and make it part of our packaging?
Yeah, you know, I think kind of it comes down to a lot of it is that hemp, you know, whether it be industrial or kind of used for CBD or THC, you know, we see that that has, you know, was illegal for a long period of time. And because of that, the, you know, to create an end product with hemp, you need more than just the plant, right? Like that plant has to then be processed in a certain way. And so that process requires machinery. And
right.
There's just a ton of steps along the way to get from the plant to a finished good. And, you know, along with the product being, you know, legal, that made it really hard for anyone to invest in the type of machinery that would be required to work specifically with a hemp plant. And so, you know, that's one of the big things is that just the infrastructure isn't there. And so now that's where the opportunity stands. And, you know, I think one of the things that you mentioned is, you know, how are we able to do this, and why did we do it? I think it really comes down to the ability to bring these emerging materials through a emerging market. You know, so the cannabis industry in comparison to the food and beverage space is so much smaller, and so we can start to implement these emerging materials in a much safer space than if we were working in, you know, the larger outside packaging world.
So have you thought about opening it up to the larger outside packaging world now that you're doing this? Or are you sticking right into
it? Yeah, it's definitely a question we get a lot. You know, what can this stuff be used in the outside of the cannabis space? And, you know, 100% it can. I think, you know, our biggest reason for staying in the cannabis space is, one, we're really passionate about the cannabis industry and having a new industry to kind of implement new standards and norms. But the second thing is that it's a space where a startup can get its footing that you would really struggle with in the food and bev industry. And along with that, the willingness to pay for sustainable packaging and the margins in the food and bev space are awfully a lot tighter. And so we would see that the customer base would be different than the one that we currently have. And I think this is changing too. I think in the last couple of years, we've seen a lot more sustainable options make it into the food and bev space. But, you know, for us, we kind of see the real, you know, the cannabis industry is and continuing to be, you know, a large industry. And I think as the industry grows, there's differences between it from the food and bev space that kind of require different services from a packaging industry. And so we see
platform
to really work.
Let me ask you another question, though. How are you doing right now? How long did it take to go from the concept in the classroom to graduating college and now having a company and Sana Packaging? And how are you guys doing today?
Yeah. So I think you can kind of say like our first start date was the start of the class. So I think it was, you know, sometime in August of 2016. We were graduating in May of 2017. then all of 2017, we spent fundraising for the company. We were able to launch the pilot program in 2018, in June and July.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm going to let you finish that. We're going to take a quick break. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment with one of the co-founders of Sana Packaging. And what's the best website?
www.sanapackaging.com.
A college project making it in the world of cannabis. Crazy. But yeah, happening. And we're covering it right here on the Frankie Boyer Show, Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey. We'll be right back.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's not addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oregano.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pound d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey, talking about sustainability. You know, the packaging that is used in the cannabis industry, and I just think it's a great story of two young college students that met. They weren't even friends, but they met, they became friendly and discussed sustainability and made it a class project, and lo and behold, it became a reality, and they thought, you know, maybe this could become a business, maybe this could be a model. And so Sana Packaging was born as part of a class project. And so we were just in the timeline, Ron Smith, welcome back. So the timeline on this project began when you guys graduated, and what year was that, 2017?
Yep, 2017, May.
So just in a few years, how are you guys doing? And tell us the update of the success that you've had.
Yeah, it's been, this year has been definitely an interesting year. All sorts of curveballs coming our way.
Well, with COVID, I would think it would be. Yeah, it kind of like puts a damper on a lot of projects and a lot of things happening in the world.
Yeah, but the, fortunately for us specifically, the cannabis industry has really done quite well through the pandemic for a variety of reasons. And so for us, it's been, really busy. You know, a lot of companies, new companies, I think with the recent election results, the five new states and, you know, just kind of some of the states from last year coming on board and growing. So, just a continuation of that. We've had a great year. We have two new products coming out here, at the end of the month. So really excited about that. I think we have, a really exciting year ahead of us for in, 2021 for the cannabis industry.
So tell us what you're doing. What are the new projects that you're working on? Can you share with us what they're going to be?
Yeah, you know, so we have at this point a pretty limited product spread for our offerings for the cannabis industry, and our goal is to, over the next few years, continue to expand that offering to kind of kick off some of the other needs within the packaging space. And so we've improved upon one of our products, made some material reductions and some cost savings to it on our pre-roll tubes. It's a really common product for us. And then we also have a 4-ounce jar coming out as well. So, you know, nothing too unique as far as it's a new design or anything for the industry, but we're just excited about the continuation of implementing more products that use reclaimed ocean plastic for the industry, because we believe that's a step in the right direction. From what's currently going on.
I think so too. I think it would be nice to see one of the things that we really need to be addressing is sustainability within the industry. The pesticide use, the chemicals for processing, and absolutely the packaging. And I think that it's just really great that you are are doing this and have made this your goal in life as a project, a school project, to make it out as a business. And did your parents think you were nuts, both of you, doing this, or were they on board? I always ask that question because I'm just curious.
That's a good question. I think both James and myself had different experiences with it from our parents. I think my parents were pretty enthusiastic. His might have been a little more skeptical early on.
Yeah.
I think they recognized pretty early on that we had, there's just this new exciting market, and the focus on sustainability, I think, was exciting for them.
Yeah, I think that, this is a wonderful opportunity for both you and James to really take this, and hopefully the prototypes that you're making will be used in non-cannabis markets, because you're using ocean waste. Tell us about what you're using, because it's fascinating.
Yeah, one of the things that we always focus on is how do we actually reduce the amount of new material that is being used and produced on planet Earth, because ultimately that's going to, some percentage of that's going to end up somewhere that we don't want it, and it's continuation of the problem. And so we see recycled or reclaimed material as using that as a real necessary for anyone who's creating products, right? So, the people, we can recycle all the plastic we want, we can do all the metal, whatever, glass, but at the end of the day, if we don't actually put it into reusable products, a lot of that effort will go unnoticed. And so the idea behind using a reclaimed ocean plastic is that we see this ocean plastic as a stranded resource that we can then gain value from, one, by taking it out of the environment where it's not supposed to be, and then, using it so that we are reducing the amount of new material that we're pulling from the virgin material supply.
So where do you get the ocean plastics? Do you have a company that you work with, or are you harvesting it yourself, going out and collecting it?
Yeah, exactly. No, we are not out there on a boat ourselves collecting the material. We work with a company called Oceanworks, and they're a network of processors, cleaners, and sorters. And so they work, the biggest thing with creating any product out of any recycled or reclaimed material is that, can you consistently get a supply of it? Is that material consistent in its cleanliness, its performance, et cetera? And so they really manage a lot of those aspects in making sure that, our manufacturers can continually use material that's out there to make our products. And, in the world of manufacturing, a lot of the reasons why you don't see more recycled or reclaimed material is because, oftentimes the variability in its manufacturing process makes it difficult for
absolutely, This is so, we wish you the best of luck. We wish you the best of luck, Ron, and congratulations, and how exciting that you birthed Santa Packaging, and we thank you for coming on today. And we are out of time. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. I'm Frankie Boyer. See you next time. Thanks for listening, everybody. Make it a great day. And as always, smile.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.